Ajero Daily, my name is Lilian Ogazi. With the 2023 election fast approaching, political parties are starting to sell their tickets for elections. The tickets have always been out of the reach of youths and ordinary Nigerians. In the 2019 general elections, the APC presidential form went for 45 million naira. 4 years down the line, it has skyrocketed to 100 million naira. Why? The APC spokesman tells us more.
I'm Barrister Felix Mocha. I'm the National Publicity Secretary of APC. But that's the price, the fee that the party has set for the presidential expression of interest and nomination forms. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, that's the price, that's the fee that's been set by the party. That's what I announced just a few minutes ago before your colleagues.
Okay. So is there any particular reason why we have over double the increase between 2019 and now for the ticket?
There's no, I can't give you, all of the reasons. I mean, those reasons were discussed and approved by the NEC of the party. As you know, we had our NEC today, and those, figures were approved, and which is why we, I made the announcement informing members who may be interested that that's the fee structure for this one.
Is it due to the economic situation, or we need to know, why the double increase?
Well, I don't think it's helpful to speculate as to why. I think the important thing is that that's the fee that's been set by party, for its forms. We have a contest ahead of us. Party has determined that that's, an appropriate fee structure. I think that should be sufficient, rather than try to, unearth the arguments and the rationale behind it.
All right.
Those discussions we had before the end of this year, before NEC, before those fees were approved. So that's what it is.
That was Barrister Felix Mocha, APC Publicity Secretary, speaking. On the other hand, the PDP firm, though not as high as the APC's, also experienced double increase in the price of the firm compared to 4 years ago. The firm, which went for 12 million naira in 2019, now goes for 45 million naira. Why the double increase? All attempts to reach an official of the PDP proved abortive at the time of filing this report. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on Nas FM, it's 89.9 in Yola, and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. In this episode, we're talking about a drastic increase in the funds for running for elections in Nigeria. Before we went on break, we had a chat with the spokesperson of the APC on why the prices of their forms are higher than the former price. Why is there such a hike, and what does this mean for Nigerian democracy? A political analyst tells us more.
Okay, my name is Professor Kamilu Sanipage of the Department of Political Science, Bayero University, Kano. I think it's highly undemocratic because it's now relegated governance or politics to the rich people. In other words, poor people are eliminated from participating into the political process.
Okay, now we spoke to the spokesperson of the APC and they couldn't give us a particular reason as to why they increased it. So why do you think they are increasing the prices? Is it due to economic situation? Why do you think this is happening?
No, I think it's the economic situation could be a reason, but the major reason will be that APC now is in power and they know many people will try to buy for election or for electoral posts. So that is why they are hijacking the price, I mean the cost of the form, and which by implication means that they are directly or indirectly eliminating certain group of people who cannot afford to buy the form, let alone pump such huge money for them to campaign in order to be elected.
Okay, so what does this mean for our democracy with this outrageous prices for forms? What does this mean for our democracy?
What it means is that our democracy is no more for the people by the people. It is for the rich by the rich and in the interest of the rich.
Can you throw more light on that, sir?
Okay, so what I mean is that by implication, in a democratic situation, power is supposed to be to reside with the populace. And they are the one who will determine who govern them, who do what. And they are the one to give directions. But by raising the cost of politics in Nigeria, what it means is that the ordinary people be relegated to mere electorate. They cannot participate in the actual electoral process, because they don't have the means to participate. Their only option is either to be onlookers because they don't have the money, or they decided to have money bags, meaning gold passes, who will finance them to do it. And at the end of it all, if they choose to have gold passes, they will be serving the gold passes rather than the nation, or rather than the people. So that is why I say Nigerian democracy has now been changed to the government for the rich and by the rich and in their own interest, because that is one thing. Secondly, it has now commercialized politics. Mm. It is now an investment that you invest certain amount of money and then you reap endless amount of resources, because at the end of it, the whole resources of other states, if you are a governor, or the nation will be at the disposal of the person who wins it. And sadly, if you take a simple calculation, take the total net take home, I mean the net take home of a president, it is not up to it is not up to 100 million naira in the whole 4 years, what the constitution provided. So what it means is that we know what we are going in. If somebody for just form pays 100 million, take add the cost of electioneering and other expenses, you know, if he wins, at the end of it all, he has invested money, so he has to reap what he invested in the process.
Okay, so you're saying that this could in turn lead to corruption?
It will lead to corruption. It will lead to, you know, all sorts of abuse of office, because people have invested a lot of money in it. So they are not giving gifts to the nation. What they do is they have invested, they have to reap what they have invested. Okay. And like I said, besides that, it will eliminate credible nationalistic people who don't have the resources to go into politics.
Okay, sir. Finally, now, what does this mean for our leaders of tomorrow? You know, in quotes, how they say the youth are the leaders of tomorrow. What does this constant hiking forms to participate in election mean for the youth?
This technically eliminate the youth and women from politics.
Okay, no, sir, the forms are free for women. Most of them just have to pay for the APC. They have to pay for expression of interest form, but the order, the ticket itself is free for the women.
That is what I'm saying. Even if it is given to them free of charge, I think what it means is just a window dressing, because they wouldn't have the power and they wouldn't have the resources to compete with those who have invested a lot of money. Logically, do you expect a person who is given free form to come and beat somebody who paid a million naira, 100 million naira? This is just a deception. So the empowerment that is given to the youth and women on one hand has been taken away by the other hand. So I think what it means is that our youth will just have to be only cast into the political process, because huge money is involved. They will be eliminated whether they want to participate or not.
That was Professor Kamilu Sani-Fage, political analyst, speaking. Every Nigerian deserves a chance at running for political office if they so choose. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com, or even listening on Nas FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. You can also listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Now, if you have questions or comments, or intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. You can also reach us via social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at daily_trust, and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.